Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Nurse Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health about the county's vaccine rates. Recently, you presented a report to the Washington County Board of Health regarding vaccinations, immunizations in the county. Can you explain what that report is? And we'll dive into some of those details.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I reported to the Board of Health on a topic called performance measures. And performance measures are very specific goals that an organization will select to work on. And they use data to measure the success and the progress of the project. And the Iowa Department of Public Health requires us local health, public health departments to report on three performance measures. They require us to be looking at the data on three different groups of youth. And so I was going to the Board of Health to report on our progress on those three performance measures.
And what did you find when you went through those records?
Yes, we are showing a positive trend in our county. The first performance measure is related to two-year-old immunization status. So we are required to look at whether two-year-olds are fully immunized. There are national benchmarks or national standards that we are measured against. So the national standard is 90%. 90% of the two-year-olds in the county should be fully immunized.
And that, what is fully immunized?
It's a series of the three hepatitis B, one measles, mumps, rubella, one chickenpox, three Hibs, three polios, four DTaps, four pneumoconjugate vaccines. So a whole string of vaccines. And they are asking us to follow the data on that, on those fully immunized two-year-olds. So the national benchmark is 90%, which is pretty high. And our county, when we pulled up the data, we were at 63%. So that is a positive trend. We were a little bit lower the year before. So we were really pleased to report that to the Board of Health. And yes, we have room to grow, but this is good information to share. And I know the healthcare providers in the county are interested in this information as well.
And how do you gather that data?
We use the statewide database. There is an immunization registry that we use, so I can ask the database on the computer to provide that report for me, and it will do that. So it's very, very slick.
And what were the other reports that you had then?
Yes. So the other report I talked to the Board of Health about was the performance measure on a fully immunized teen. And a fully immunized teen would be a tetanus booster shot, the measles, mumps, rubella, the two of those, two chickenpox, and the hepatitis B vaccine. And again, the national benchmark is very high, 90%. Oh, and that also included the meningitis vaccine as well for to be a fully immunized teen. And as I was saying, the benchmark is very high, 90%, and we are at 52%. So again, a positive trend from the year before. So I was pleased to be able to report that to the Board of Health, but still room to grow. For those teens, we had been a little bit lower the year before, so we're moving in the right direction.
And that difference between the younger kids and the teenagers, do you anticipate seeing that group that's two-year-olds now continuing with vaccines as they become teenagers?
Right. And I think both of those groups will continue in the positive direction. There are certain requirements, school-required vaccines for the teen now that include those vaccines. So that does require the teens to go in and receive those immunizations. So yes. And then the final group that I reported to the Board of Health about was adolescents or teens that have finished their HPV series. The national benchmark for that is 80%. And our county data is pretty typical with the rest of the state. 40% is where we're at. 40% of our teens have completed that series. Again, room to grow, but also a positive trend from the year before. We saw growth in that area. So that was the final.
And that's a relatively new vaccine in the grand scheme of things.
It is. It really is. And so parents are still learning about it themselves and being educated about it. And I think showing the growth and how we've progressed from the past year, the providers in the county are also recommending it more frequently. So we'd like to see that continue to go in that upward direction.
So the overall trend is upward.
Yes, that's right. So I was very pleased to be able to report that to the Board of Health last week.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Nurse Lynn Fisher from Washington County Public Health talking about the rates of vaccinations in Washington County. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.